Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Maaseh Daf Lamed Ches, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new Perek. And the Vilna Sura's Daf is all the way at the end of Chaf Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah Bas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And it just says, "Ha'ikir Shalom Yitech Shalai V'Netel Asach Shalai Potter." If a person uproots saplings, young trees from within his property, and he replants them within his property, he's potter from taking off Maaseh. That's because it's not Gemara Melacha yet. The fruit on these saplings haven't finished growing, and he's just replanting them, so there's no chiyuv to take off Maaseh. Another case, Lakach V'Mechaber L'Kar. Potter. If he bought produce while it was still attached to the ground, he does not have to take off Maaseh, even though we know that Mekach is Kaveil Maaseh, since it's Mechob L'Karka and something that's connected to the ground isn't Chayiv in Maaseh, so this Mekach is not Kaveil Maaseh. Another case, Lakat L'Shalech L'Chaveiroi, Potter. Let's say he took these saplings out of the ground in order to send them to his friend as a gift, they're also Potter from Maaseh. However, Blaz Ben Azari Yomer, he tells us, Im Yesh Keis Behenim Karm B'Shuk, if the size of the fruit that's on this tree is also sold in the marketplace, Hareilu Chayavin, so then the fruits that his friend receives are Chayiv in Maaseh, because since his friend doesn't really intend to plant them, and there are fruits like these that are sold in the market, and that means that people might view these as something that already reached Gemara Melacha, he would have to take off Maaseh. However, now we have a case which is slightly different. If he uproots turnip and radish from within his own property, and he replants within his own property, if he replanted it for its seed, chayiv, he does have to take Maaseh off, because that is their gairen, which literally means their threshing floor, which basically means that's their Gemara Melacha, because when he's replanting them, they become unedible once they're replanted, so this is considered the end of the road for them. A different din, b'tzalm sheshrishu be'aliyah, taharei milatame, if onions took root up in his attic, there was a little bit of dirt on the floor and they took root there, so now they're tahar from becoming tame. In other words, they're considered connected to the ground, in as much as if something tame touches them, they wouldn't become tame, but they're not chayv and meiser when he pulls them out of this dirt. However, nafalein ma'pailas, if something fell on top of them, let's say a wall or a house collapsed on top of them, vehein megulin, and they're somewhat revealed, harei l'kinutum besadeh, then they're considered like 100% replanted in a field, and when he pulls them out of the ground, they're chayiv even in Maaseh. And I'll explain the first din of the Mishnah, Yikar Shalom Mitach Shalai V'chulu, so Rav Avoh clarifies B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakesh that Rabbi Kiva he, our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. The Tanin Taman, we learned over there in Mishnah, Noetam and Agarim V'Zreah, Potam and Amaisres, Ad Shema Reach, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva tells us someone could take grain from the garden from the threshing floor and plant it in the ground, and he does not have to take Maaseh off from it. The only time he would have to is if it had smoothing out in the pile, Miruch Bakri, and this is as opposed to Shitas Chachamim, that when he's planting these kernels, let's say wheat for example, he would have to take off Maaseh, even though they haven't yet reached Gemara Melacha. So we clearly see that our Mishnah that tells us that you could take saplings and replant them without having to take off Maaseh is Rabbi Kiva. Since they didn't reach Gemara Melacha yet, they're allowed to be replanted without having Maaseh taken off of them. However, Lama Chasman Beza on top, Rabbi Chia says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Divrei HaKolhi. This is really according to everybody. Our Mishnah is not just Rabbi Kiva, it's also the Chachamim. And that's because, Ma'adim Chacham, Rabbi Kiva, B'Shesalim, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva when we're dealing with these Shesalim, these saplings, that they are allowed to be replanted and Maaseh does not have to be taken off. Why is that? So we explain. Ma'ben Chit and Ma'ben Shesalim, what's the difference between wheat and these saplings? According to Chachamim, kernels of wheat are not allowed to be replanted without Maaseh being taken off, even though they hadn't yet reached Gemara Melacha beforehand, but saplings don't need Maaseh taken off. What's the difference? The answer is Chitin, Gemara Melacha, Shesalim, and Gemara Melacha. Chitin have reached their Gemara Melacha. When you're replanting wheat kernels, that wheat that you're planting has finished growing. It's done. That's considered Gemara Melacha. Whereas these Shesalim, these saplings, they haven't finished growing. You're replanting them so that they could grow somewhere else, and they'll grow bigger and juicier over there. And therefore, even according to Chachamim, this is not considered Gemara Melacha. However, Rabbi Kiva does agree to the Chachamim with turnip and radish that even if one is replanting them, he would have to take Maaseh off of them, and we saw this in the Mishnah. Now the question is why? Because, Shem Seidin, they get ruined when they're planted. As we explained, once they're put in the ground, they get totally ruined and they become unedible, and therefore it's considered Gemara Melacha. As the Gemara, V'chitin Einim Seidin, wheat doesn't get ruined. When you put wheat kernels into the ground, they decompose and you can't eat those kernels. So why does Rabbi Kiva argue by wheat? And the answer is, Chitin Yeshan Garen Acheres. Wheat has another Gairen and has another threshing floor, which will be Gemara Melacha, meaning when you plant wheat, what grows from there? New wheat kernels. And that wheat is going to be processed, it's going to have a gairen, and so therefore, it's not considered the end of the road for this wheat that you're planting right now, so it's not Gemara Melacha. But ve'elu, ein lahem garen acheres, these lefes and snais that you're planting don't have another gairen. Whatever is being planted becomes ruined and is unedible, and whatever grows from it is used for its seed, and it's not considered like the original thing, and therefore it's not comparable to wheat, and that's why when you plant the lefes and snais, you would have to take off Maaseh. Oh, we had said in the Mishnah, lakat l'shlech chaveri potter, if he had uprooted these saplings to send them to his friend as a gift, now Rav says, u'asur loichol, he's not allowed to eat them without taking off Maaseh. When we say potter, it means that if he wants to plant them, he doesn't have to take off Maaseh. But if he wants to eat them, he does have to take off Maaseh. And Rav Shimi Amar Kumir B'Yaisi B'Shem Rav Acha, Mad Amar Rav, that which Rav says, he has to take Maaseh off before he eats them, that's B'Shechnis al-Chatzer Beis Shmira, is referring to that he brought them into Chatzer HaMishtameres, the Chatzer is guarded, and Rav Meir, this is just like Rav Meir, who holds that when a person brings produce into Chatzer HaMishtameres, even though the produce had not not yet reached Gemara Malacha, the mere fact that it was brought into the Chatzar already is a Kaveh for Meiser. And we've had his opinion previously. And that's what Rav is referring to. Now, Rav Manu says, Masisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah actually tells us this. How do we see this from the Mishnah? Well, it said, Lakach Mamachor Lakarka, Pater, that if you bought produce while it's attached to the ground, it's Pater for Meiser. Now, what's that Mashma? Habatalosh, Chayiv, that if you bought produce that was detached from the ground, your Chayiv take off Meiser, even if the produce had not yet reached Gemara Malacha. And Man Isle Mekach Toivel Peres, Shalon Nigmar Malachdon, who's Man Damar, that buying something is Toivel Meiser, even though it hadn't yet reached Gemara Malacha? Like Rav Meir, isn't that Rav Meir? We see from our Mishnah itself that we're dealing Shitas Rav Meir. Now we're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow explaining how our Mishnah could even be Rav Yudah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.